Today's guest is a true pioneer of Christian broadcasting, a legend who has spent more than six decades in television ministry. He helped lay the very foundation for the modern era of Christian media, bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ into millions of homes around the world. Through triumphs, trials, and seasons of devastating difficulty, he has persevered. And through it all, his voice for the kingdom of God has stood the test of time like few voices ever have. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn. Today, you are in for a serious treat. Our guests are absolutely legendary. Let me introduce who's here. He's an international speaker and the author of the best-selling book, My Crazy Life, The Moments That Brought a Gangster to Grace. He's the co-host of The Jim Baker Show and the host of The Mondo Show. Please welcome Mondo de la Vega.
Yes, hello.
And she's the author of the best-selling book, More Than I Could Ever Ask, and co-host of The Jim Baker Show. Please welcome Lori Baker.
Yay!
Hello, Lori! Yeah.
And he's a pioneer of Christian television with over 60 years in ministry, president of the PTL Network, and host of The Jim Baker Show. Please welcome the one, the only, Mr. Jim Baker.
Oh, my. I think that's the greatest introduction I've ever had. Tom, did I call you Tom? I don't mean to call you Tom, but your dad is the greatest prophet in the world.
Wow. You know, his books are coming back around.
Yeah, they
I got a text last
can
night.
Can I say something about your dad's books?
Please.
He's written stuff that nobody else wrote.
He did.
And you better get some books of Tom Horn because they're for today.
Yes, yes.
Do you get that?
I do.
And his wife's sitting right here, and she's getting younger.
That's what you said in the green room. That's what Lori said.
It's true.
For context, for people that don't know this, my family has enjoyed a dear friendship with the Baker families for 16, 17 years now. When we first moved to Missouri, got very close. My father used to go on the Jim Baker program before he passed away. Mondo, you might remember some of this. A lot of what you see here today in terms of the way that we produce TV here at Skywatch Television, actually, my father affectionately told Jim on his show that we stole from Jim Baker.
Right.
You remember
this
that?
This is a beautiful set. I came here and I thought, wow, I feel like I'm in heaven.
I am not just playing Wordcraft here or sharing platitudes. Jim really did, decades and decades and decades ago, pave the way for a lot of broadcasters now that enjoy the way that we're able to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you invented in large part the model that so many now have gone
on to. I started the 700 Club. Do you remember that?
So, I don't want to date Jim, but can I tell a personal story?
Yeah.
I am 5 years old. This is roughly 1983. I am sitting on a magic carpet in my living room playing with a He-Man action figure. And guess who's on the television? While my mom's doing laundry.
Aww.
It's Jim Baker.
I hosted the 700 Club for about 7 years. I started it.
Yeah.
And God helped me to build the biggest networks in the world.
Yeah.
And PTL was the largest network, and evil people came and stole $1 billion worth of ministry and land and everything. So I built again in Missouri.
What I will tell you is that our family, we feel like we know a lot about the Baker family heart. And a lot of that is something the world doesn't see because you guys are very private in your charitable work. And that's all I'm going to say. These people have done countless good for the kingdom that the world will never know.
Mm. Yep, that's right.
Taking mothers who have difficult situations with young children and helping them through the process of bringing those babies into the world. Where otherwise they might look at alternative ways of dealing with that unwanted life. Yeah. What they've done for the kingdom of God, what you guys have done for our family in taking our authors and having us on. And a lot of the reasons my book, Time Bomb, went viral was because Jim and Lori went through it and dog-eared it and asked me questions.
It was my favorite book. I love it.
I remember.
Seriously, you taught me a lot.
Jim, I want to ask you if you have any memories of the time that you spent with my father away from the cameras. talking about life.
Of course. I would like to call him my best friend, but he's up in heaven, so I think he'd let me, but
he would love you.
I love him dearly, and he was so smart and heard from God. And that's why his books need to be read. Don't stop publishing them.
Yeah, yeah.
Your dad was one of a kind. There's no other Tom Horn.
And, you know, you are right, Joe. They would talk on the phone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you would hear it. And I didn't sit around and hear their conversations because you're busy around the house and all that. But they would talk on the phone for hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It was amazing. Right. Yeah. And, you know, just a true, true friend, Jim.
I'm thrilled to see how good you're doing. And
me too.
This beautiful studio. This is Mondo, my boy. He's been with me 30 years.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, and he was in the drug world.
Yeah, in the gang world. Yeah.
The President Trump is killing your gang right now.
Absolutely.
Because they are the biggest drug smugglers, drug pushers in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. My gang made the news again today.
Yeah, they did.
And
oh, wow.
It's out in the news, and God has been good to me, but I think we have a lot to say about what's happening in the gang culture. Rebellion speaking loud in our culture today, we have to pay attention. But it reminds me of the conversations that we had with Dr. Tom Horn in the green room privately.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, every man, every leader needs a Tom Horn in their life. The advice that I heard privately to tell you, to help you, no matter how old you are, no matter how successful you are, you need a Tom Horn in your life. And Dr. Tom Horn will call Dad, will call you and give you advice, and you can confide in him information that other people would never understand.
Right.
To be a friend, I think I said it last time I was here, that your dad was a Proverbs 17:17 kind of friend to you. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
Wow, that's
Dr. Tom Horn.
Exactly.
That will always be Dr. Tom Horn. That will be Skywatch TV for the world. And the times that you spend with Dr. Tom Horn, I kept my mouth quiet and I listened to the advice that Dr. Tom Horn gave you, but you also gave him, and back and forth, a friendship was birthed.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was so unique. Listen, a lot of people will come into your life with an agenda and they want to steal from you.
Yeah.
Dr. Tom Horn will come in and he will give, make himself available. I knew that man was different when he walked in, and he gave more than what he took.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something. We were talking about him today. A man that loved deeply. A man that loved you deeply. A man that forgave deeply. But
someday I want to come on this show and tell you the truth of stuff your dad wanted to do for me. It'll shock you. You'll probably get mad, but...
I know that my father was always charitable. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'll be very honest with you, very transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never talked about this on TV, but after he passed away and I had to take over some of the affairs that he was dealing with, I found a bunch of discovery where charitable things were being done that he didn't even want his own kids to be worried about. Things that he was doing to help families.
Can I say this
about your dad?
Building
ministries for kingdom work.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
I've never told anybody.
Sure.
No, Lori knows, but nobody else. Your dad wanted to build me a house here on this on your ranch.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you.
That sounds like
he
him.
He didn't
that
want me like to be. I'm going through a rough time now.
Mm.
I've been in bed for years, and this woman's been taking care of me. I'm Johnny.
Been my
and
honor.
I'm now the president of PGL. I'm back on television every day.
That's good news.
Jim, we were very worried a couple of years ago, and then again about a year ago, that it could be getting close to the time. And the other day, the reason this interview is happening is about a week ago, I see Jim back on TV. He looks better than the old days. He's preaching right out of the Word of God.
Yeah, totally.
Like a prophet. And I said, now I'm talking like a claymation from a cartoon. I text Mondo. We were going to do this with Jim a few years ago.
Yeah, we were.
And
I remember.
Your health started taking hits.
Yeah.
I'm so honored to be here that you talk like you're happy to have me, but I'm more happy than you are. I'm happy to be anywhere, but I'm happy to be on this show.
You know, I go,
listen, you know, if I have a middle name, it's television. God called me to do television, and that's one of the rare people under. And I, Joe, I think God's called you.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
You're excellent.
Wow, thank you.
I want to ask you something. Any of your kids or grandkids cause you trouble? Have they ever
You don't have to raise your hand.
Oh, you can raise your hand because I want to pray for you. Because everybody's family's going through hell.
Yep, they are.
And God wants to heal the people. He's promised to save our family. Isn't that right, Donna?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Oh, my. You know what? I have such peace with God. I'm very old, and I've been in bed for years. But I'm up, I'm out, I'm back on television. And I'm so excited and feel good. And I believe God's going to take care of me.
Yeah. Mm.
And my ministry's almost collapsed, but it's going to build. We're building back. Mm. It already started. God's going to help us.
Yep. Mm.
Do you believe that?
I saw you on video just days ago, and I said to my wife, I said, Jim Baker is like, what do they call him? The comeback kid?
Yeah, that's what.
How many lives does Jim Baker have? He's back again?
I'm not
And you looked good, man. He was preaching out of his Bible, and here I am, talking like a claymation again. Jim, what's on your mind, though? Because we're living in prophetic times.
I want to ask you a favor.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
We're on TV, but go ahead.
Okay.
I don't think I can say no if we're being taped, right?
I have a word that God gave me for this show, and I would like to share it.
Please.
I would like people to know what's going on in the world right now. We're in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6. I will start reading with verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. Do you know we have more earthquakes now than ever before? Mm. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The revelation is taking place, Joe. Don't let anybody lie to you. Don't take the mark of the beast. They're lying demons in the world.
Yes.
And they're trying to destroy America. It's trying to kill our president. Mm. We better stand with America and pray for America and stay with each other.
Yes.
And help Christians. Television to stay on the air. We need it now, Joe, more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. And I beheld, and he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun become black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Just a few chapters in. We're in this time already.
Yeah.
Do you believe that, Joe?
I do. It's why Skywatch TV is here.
We're in Revelation days right now. People think I'm crazy because I preach Revelations. I've had people tell me not to preach it. I had a preacher the other day tell me not to preach about Jesus coming because it scared people.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
If that scares people, you need to get right with Jesus, that's all.
Yeah.
And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casts its untimely figs when it is shaken with wind. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island was moved out of their place. We are in the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. Do you people know that?
Yeah.
Say amen.
Yes.
Oh, good. That's in the beginning of chapter 6. And the kings of the earth and the great men and mighty men and bondmen and free men hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. I'll come back someday and talk about all these places in caves. There's thousands of them.
Yep.
There's room for millions of people underground. Did you know that? Oh, you know everything, don't you?
Well.
It's just because you had a great dad, right?
I work with Derek Gilbert and Sharon Gilbert, so yeah, I know a lot of stuff.
And they're in the audience right now, Derek.
They
and Sharon.
Are. Derek and Sharon Derek Gilbert and Sharon. Are here today.
Yeah. I love you guys. I love you, Derek.
I call them my best friends because they're great on the show.
By the way, he said that in the green room. He said, Derek and Sharon are my best friends.
You have them all the time on this show. You're
we do.
Fortunate.
Privileged.
God, super. They're gems for you, Joe. Mm.
Yes.
For the day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand it? We're living in the revelation days. Do you understand? Do you believe that? Raise your hand if you believe it. Yeah. Well, a couple do. After this, I beheld a great multitude, which no man could number. Is that big?
Yes.
Of all nations and all kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne. I want you to help me with this because I found this out this week, really, just to get in my heart, that before Revelation is true, right, here it is in verse 7. I've been thinking the rapture is going to take place at the end of Revelation, but I see this is a rapture. Mm. This is more people than he could number even.
Yeah.
So I want to go out with this bunch. I don't want to go through all this mess that's coming on earth. Have you ever read Revelation?
Yes.
God loves you. He doesn't want you to go through hell.
That's right.
There's going to be a coming out, a taking up. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and into the Lamb." And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest and have said to me, these are which came out of great tribulation." Mm. Have you been through any tribulation, everybody?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, hands all over the building going up. Some of them still actively in the middle of.
I think we're in some tribulation right now.
Yes.
I know a lot of people don't want to say, "Priestess Carl, get better and better and better and better."
But when you understand.
They haven't read the Bible, Mondo.
But you have to understand the meaning of tribulation. You have to go back to the origin, which means a time of pressure.
Yeah.
And so when people think of tribulation.
Is this pressure?
Oh, more pressure than I've ever gone through. Ministries, nations, culture, families, individuals, health-wise. More pressure than any other time. But when you think about tribulation, you think this apocalyptic, sure is that. But we're living in a time when you translate it to a time of pressure. I have not met anybody that is not going through a time of pressure like never before in their life.
That's right.
I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest," and said to me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, Mondo, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Oh, God, that's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
"Therefore are the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he then, them that sit in the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more." Oh, boy. "Neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and lead them into the living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all their tears." Mm. This is what God, this is in chapter 7, Joel. That's scary stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's going to happen while we live, while you live. It comes before all hell breaks loose, but there's some bad tribulation, but they're up in heaven. I'd like to be in that number. I've asked God to let me live to be 100 at least. I'm back, and I'm going to preach the gospel, and I'm not afraid of anybody.
It reminds me of that old song. Oh, how I want to be in the number.
When the saints go marching in.
Jim, what you're talking about is one of the verses that a lot of people that follow Bible prophecy have recited back to me as one of the most cathartic, peace-giving scriptures, because they are here and a lot of them are suffering.
Yeah.
I've got good doctor friends that are seeing from a naturopathic standpoint, trying to help people heal from their physical ailments. These are people that are saying, "Lord, I cannot wait until you dry all of my tears.
Yep.
You make us whole again."
Yeah.
They're praying for their children to be restored.
Yes.
Yep.
It is a very peace-inducing scripture, isn't it?
Yes.
When you think about that promise.
I want to hear something from Donna before we have to leave today.
One of the things that comes to mind every time I think about Jim Baker, the very first day that I met Jim Baker, I went home so impressed, but not impressed by him as a human being, by the spirit that came off of Jim Baker in the green room. I could not believe the humility. He was sitting there talking to me as if I was a big superstar. He was
giving me
full attention. Boy, this was the very first time I was ever on TV.
You're going to have a good crown in heaven. I know
Okay. We have a few minutes left, honey.
No, he was talking to me like I was just one of them. I wasn't just this little little underling servant, you know, he was really giving me his full attention. It was so sweet and kind. So I went home, and that night I had a dream. And it's a very short dream, but I got to get to the end because the end is the best part. So you got to let me tell it. But I went to sleep, and I was thinking about Pastor Jim and his whole team. And I saw Jim sitting, and it looked kind of like a sort of a dimly lit library with candles lit all around. And he was opened in the Word of God, and he was reading the book of Revelation. And around Jim, it was like the camera backed up, sort of a zoom out type of a thing, fruit baskets everywhere. And I heard a voice that said, "You will know them by their fruit." And so I wondered, if you're sitting at home wondering, what will Jim Baker truly be remembered for? You will know them by their fruit. And I'm telling you, think about the things. I made a very short list. Think about the things that Jim Baker will be remembered for. The legacy, first of all, of pioneering in Christian televangelism.
Right.
Christian televangelism would not exist without Jim Baker. I mean, the Praise the Lord Club, what an enormous, enormous legacy. Christian talk show innovator. You built Global TV Ministry, PTL Satellite Network, a Christian media trailblazer in every single way, faith-based broadcast pioneering. You have encouraged millions and millions and millions of people as an evangelism Christian architect of media. We would not exist without you. None of us would. So thank you so much for the fruit that you have produced and that you will be remembered for.
Yeah. Thank you, Donna.
Donna. Wow. I was sharing with your mom. It blows my mind to see him at 86 years old, and with what he's been through, it shows that with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
With God, all things are possible. And Mondo and I have worked 30 years, the three of us have been together, and there are times, you know, I didn't think he was going to make it. They told me he wasn't going to make it. They came in, you know, they came in hospice, they come in, and a great, great, great nurse. And she said, "Lori, you need to get all the affairs in order." While Jim was laying in bed, and in our bedroom, I said, "I'm not exactly sure what you mean." I mean, kind of playing dumb like that, but you know. She said, "I've never seen anybody live, this is back in 2020, I've never seen anybody live past than 10 days in this man's condition."
Right.
And so I literally, kindly, but firmly said, "First of all, you don't know that man laying in that bed."
But Joe.
And secondly, you
God
don't know me because I'm a fighter.
Miracles.
That's right.
And I've been in television for 60 years. And God says, "My other house is going to be bigger than my former house." So I'm not giving up. We're growing.
And what's exciting?
And Joe, don't stop.
It's exciting.
You've got God on your side.
But Jim, it's exciting to the younger. Thank you for raising such amazing kids. Okay, could I just thank you? Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean that with all my heart because they all love the Lord. They're brilliant. But thank you.
One of the things that I've observed, and especially after, you know, I hate the phrase taking over the ministry post my father.
Right.
However you would articulate that.
You inherited it.
Inheriting the responsibility, however you want to frame that. One of the things I've seen him, Father God, do over and over again, and I think he likes it this way because it keeps us dependent on him. Mm-hmm. He almost waits for somebody to diagnose, prognosticate, assign an outcome that looks so abysmal and grim so that he can show up after the fact so that you can say, "Only God." And I'll give you an
example. That's right.
That's so true.
In 2023, when we lost my father, we spent a lot of 2024 very busy with the question, would Skywatch survive a Tom Horn-less model? And a couple of times I called my ladies and I said, we're this close to revealing to the staff it's been a good run.
Yeah.
And obviously God is allowing this transition to take place because we've prayerfully done everything we can. And it would be right after those comments that then God would send a donor or God would show up in some way. And all of a sudden we've got another 6 months. It's like he waits for you to almost count the thing dead or the person gone so that it can only be God. Jim,
that's right.
You're here because why? Only God.
Only God.
That's right.
Only God. It's true.
Unfortunately, we are completely out of time, but can we have these people back next week? We're going to have to do it again, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, we're all out of time. For everybody here in studio, Lori, Jim, Mondo, thank you so much for being here with us at SkyWatch Television this week.
I want to ask you one thing.
I know our time is out.
I want to go. If everybody don't have your dad's books, get them now. Get them now. Or you still have them.
I like the boy.
He's written stuff that no man has ever written.
We're going to have two versions of this episode.
Yeah, you're going to have
a lot. Have the full
I have
internet,
to tell you.
And then the broadcast.
I wanted to say this earlier. I couldn't remember. Honestly, Jim, you know what the longest Jim Baker show we ever did was? Mondo?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes, okay. I do.
Uh-huh. 8 hours. 8 hours on the show. On a set like
I
this.
I guess, just to see, because I may have been there.
Yeah.
Was it Tom Horn, Chris Putnam?
Yes. No joke.
I've never seen anything like it.
No joke. And yeah. It's the truth
story. We should talk about, we got to get these people to get your dad's books because he's in heaven, but he's left us a great, great set of books.
Well, his books are still, I mean, social media, they're still sending them to me all the time.
Yeah.
You know, hey, your dad's book. This week it's The Rabbi and the Secret Plan to Build a Third Temple.
Oh.
Like, no, your dad, man, look, he knew stuff.
He did.
He sure did. Yeah. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.
You caught one.
Look at that little tiny fish.
I caught one.
Another one.
You're famous now, Sugar.
You're doing good.